Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
In a few hours from now, ministers in the European Union will vote on whether to impose swingeing tariffs on Chinese-made electric cars. They were found to have been subsidised by Beijing earlier this year. The problem is China may respond with trade sanctions on European products, including goods from Ireland, which could set off a trade war. I asked Finbar Birmingham from the South China Morning Post about that vote today.
It's a huge day. At 10 o'clock this morning, the EU's 27 member states will take a definitive vote on whether or not to impose these tariffs, which carry a top rate of 35.5% for some of the state-owned Chinese companies. And I think it's become much bigger than just some import duties. It's become the defining issue in EU-China relations over the last year, perhaps alongside the dynamic of Russia and China. It's become a huge point of bone of contention and a real test of the EU's credibility. Beijing has launched a massive lobbying campaign to try and nix these duties, and we'll find out later this morning whether they've been successful, but I suspect not. I think the duties will pass, and if not, it would be a hugely damaging blow for European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who has really pushed for this to happen.
The Spanish Prime Minister went to Beijing last month and called for them to be cancelled. And the Germans have been dead against these tariffs being applied as well.
For those who have studied EU-China relations and just in general, China's geopolitical dynamics, historically, it would be no surprise that Beijing has used its whole range of carrots and sticks to try and sway this vote. In the case of Spain, I mean, it was an interesting one because they were one of the original backers of these tariffs. They were quite transparent. They wanted the tariffs to be put in place so that Chinese companies would have to come and build factories to make the electric vehicles in Europe, including in Spain. But when Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, went to China, I think Xi Jinping made it quite clear that he wasn't happy with this dynamic. Placed some caveats on whether these investments would take place. And of course, the Chinese have started their own investigation into pork imports from Europe, the biggest exporter of which to China is Spain.
What about retaliation? If the EU does vote to apply these tariffs on Chinese cars, there is a real risk that the Chinese will then draw up a list of their own tariffs. And that could include dairy products from Ireland, but as you say, pork products from Spain, potentially cheese from France, and of course, German cars.
The one I'm watching for immediately is brandy. So French cognac, France was one of the original, I mean, it was France that really was behind this in the first place, the electric vehicle, for the same reason as the Spanish. They want the Chinese to build factories in France. They've been quite transparent about that. China carried out an anti-dumping investigation into brandy imports, and they announced the provisional results of this a few weeks back, but they declined to immediately impose the duties, but they've published what would be the duties. So if this goes ahead, I fully expect those brandy duties to be put in place imminently. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of levers that the Chinese can pull here. We're waiting to see what those retaliations would be. If that's the extent of it, brandy, pork and dairy, I think the European Union could live with that because, for instance, in the case of dairy, they're not going after powdered milk, not infant formula. Speaking to even Irish farmers about that, that would be the big one. The stuff that they're targeting are more like luxury exports of high-end cheese and some milk and cream. Nothing that would break the bank. But if they went after the infant formula, I know that the Irish dairy sector would be very upset about that.
Finbar Birmingham from the South China Morning Post. Thanks for joining us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.